This conference will now be recorded.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's 5 p.m. on Tuesday, June the 23rd. And we'll call the City Council meeting into session. We start our meeting with an invocation and a pledge of allegiance. This evening, I will provide the invocation, and Mayor Pro Tem Blomquist will lead us in the pledge of allegiance. Join us if you'd like. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the blessings that you bestowed upon us. And Father, we pray that you be mindful of those who have been affected by this pandemic. Father, we pray that we would make good decisions and that we would look out for one another in our daily walk. Father, we ask you to be with us in the decisions we make this evening. In your name we pray. Amen.
Please join me in honoring our nation's flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now honoring the Texas flag. Honor the Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag.
One state, under God, one indivisible.
Okay, thank you. The next item on the agenda is the roll call. I'll go ahead and call the roll. Mayor Smith is present. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem.
Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem is present.
Thank you. Jennifer McCann, place one.
Jennifer McCann, place one, present.
Thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three.
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, present.
Okay, thank you. John Ryder, place four.
John Ryder, place four, present.
Thank you. Jody Nicholas, place five, has an excused absence. City Manager David Mitchell.
City Manager David Mitchell, present.
Okay, thank you. City Secretary Julie Helsham.
City Secretary Julie Helsham, present.
Okay, thank you. Fourth item on the agenda is to recess and call to order the City of Harker Heights Employee Benefits Trust meeting. So we'll be recessed at 5:03 from the City Council meeting, and then we'll also go into the Employee Benefits Trust meeting at the same time. And again, we're looking for the You want me to go ahead and read all this before she does that? Yeah, okay. Okay, discuss and consider approving a resolution of the City of Harker Heights Employee Benefits Trust awarding contracts for the City of Harker Heights Employee Benefits Trust Group Medical Plan, Vision Benefits, Dental Benefits, Life Insurance, AD&D, and Long-Term Disability, and authorizing the City Manager to enter in such contracts on behalf of the City and the Employee Benefits Trust and take the appropriate action. Human Resource Director.
Thank you, Mayor, City Council. Leona Clay, Director of Human Resources. The item that you have in front of you is for our Employee Benefits Trust. If you'll look at the PowerPoint, we'll go ahead and start there. The city released RFP documents and received two back. One from our current provider, which is United Healthcare, and the other from Scott and White Health Plan. Next slide, please. United Healthcare came in with 25% over our increase over our current plan, and Scott and White Health Plan came in with two different plans for us, one being a Baylor Scott and White preferred plan at 9.21% increase, and Scott and White care plan at 17.67 increase. We went back for best and final offer. United Healthcare came in at 22.5% increase, and Scott and White stayed with their number, but they do have a two-month premium holiday, which they started out with a one-month, and then whenever they did the best and final, they jumped it to a two-month premium holiday. The next slide is the differences, the current United Healthcare with our active and our retirees, as well as what their projected 22.5% increase would be. And then the next slide is, again, the current, and then Scott and White Health Plan. Oh, Gary, I'm sorry, one more. There you go. So it's current on the first two columns, current for active and then retirees. And then the next one is for the preferred plan for active retirees. Sorry, go back, Gary. Thank you. And then for the care plan, active and retirees. Scott & White also, with their offer, is giving us a zero copay for children under the age of 19 for their primary care physicians. The rate proposal includes a two-month premium waiver and a second-year rate cap of no greater than 9.9%. And they do offer additional plans for out-of-coverage areas for retirees or dependent children. Next slide, please. This is a rate comparison that pretty much breaks it out on how much the city's cost would be with the current plan, as well as with United Healthcare, and then the two options with Scott & White. On the far right is what the employees' rates would be should they choose dependent coverages. Next slide, please. Thank you. This is the annual contract rate comparison. So we did this because we wanted to show with that two-month premium waiver with Scott & White what the actual differences would be. So if you look under the Baylor Scott & White plan, it's showing the contract cost and then the billed cost. The 9.21% rate increase is actually a 9% decrease in annual costs when you take into consideration those two-month premium waivers. And then that one below is for that Scott & White care plan. And that's just a broader network if employees wanted to go a little bit, pay a little bit extra. We'll go to our next one. This is for our dental, and this is a renewal from Lincoln on dental, and their renewal was at 9.91% increase. The renewal for Superior Vision was flat. We had a rate guarantee until 10/21, or 10 of 21, so there was no increase. The rates stayed the same. And that's the same with our life coverages as well as AD&D. Rate guarantee is until 10 of 21. And the same with our long-term disability. So there was no increase there. Staff recommends that we go with the Scott & White Health Plan for our medical, as well as Lincoln for our dental, long-term disability, life, and lost my train of thought. Sorry. AD&D, I'm sorry. And then for vision, our superior vision. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Any questions from the council? Anybody that's on telephonically, any questions?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3. I don't have no questions, but I just want to say thank you, Fiona, for going out there and getting us some good rates.
Thank you.
Okay, any other question? Mr. Blomquist.
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. The only question I have is concerning, while we were using the first provider or the first package, did we have any issues or any problems with them? And what does it look like as far as with Scott & White? Is their customer service satisfaction, no issues major out there? And I know they have facilities all around here, but have they had any outliers, anything going on that we need to know about?
We had Scott & White for years and then changed to Blue Cross at one point and then United Healthcare. We haven't really had any issues with any of them. The Baylor Scott & White preferred plan is you have to go to certain providers. With the care plan, it's a little bit more extended. It gives them, in case they had doctors at Seton, those types of things, so it gives them a little bit more variety.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Do I have a motion from the council?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine. I would like to move that we approve a resolution of the City of Harker Heights Employee Benefits Trust awarding contracts for the City of Harker Heights Employee Benefits Trust Group's medical plans to Scott & White Health Plan, Superior Vision for vision benefits, Lincoln Financial for dental benefits, life insurance, AD&D, and long-term disability benefits, and authorize the city manager to enter into such a contract on behalf of the city and the employees benefits trust fund.
Okay,
over.
Thank you for your motion. Do I have a second?
Mayor?
Yes.
Councilman Ryder, place 4, will second that motion.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Ryder. We have a motion and a second. Do we have any further discussion on the item? Okay, hearing none, I'll poll the council. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jennifer McCann, place one, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, place one. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. John Ryder, place four, how do you vote?
Councilman John Ryder, place four, votes approved.
Okay, thank you. Jody Nicholas, place five, is has an excused absence, so the motion passes unanimously 4-0.
Mayor, if I might, this is David Mitchell, city manager. I just want to thank Leona and her staff, Mel and John. Did a lot of hard work behind the scenes, crunching through this. As we get these RFPs in, they're difficult to read and study. They did a lot of hard work on this and put this together for us. Again, we always try to do our best for our employees as far as putting together a package where we can both recruit and retain good employees. And again, our HR staff did a stellar job in putting that together for us. So thank you, Leona.
Good. Thank you. And it is recognized. Okay. We finished that with the employee benefit trust there. So again, we'll close that at 5:12, and then we'll reconvene into the City of Harkerites Council meeting at 5:12 as well. Item number five, number one, discuss and consider approving a resolution of the City Council of the City of Harkerites, Texas, to pay for certain employee-related benefits and approving any transfers necessary to fund the trust and take the appropriate action. Human Resources Director.
Leona Clay, Human Resources Director. The previous resolution was to award contracts. This one is so that we can approve funding for the Employee Benefits Trust. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, any questions for the Human Resource Director? Okay, thank you. Okay, back to the council. Do I have a motion? Mr. Blomquist.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I'd like to make a motion to approve a resolution of the City Council of the City of Harker Heights to pay for certain employee-related benefits and approving any transfers necessary to fund the trust.
Okay, thank you. Do I have a second?
I'll second, Mayor. This is Jennifer McCann, place one.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Okay, hearing none, I'll poll the council. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jennifer McCann, place one, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, place one. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. John Ryder, place four. How do you vote?
John Ryder, place four. Votes approved.
Okay, thank you. Jody Nicholas, place five, has an excused absence, so the item passes unanimously 4-0. Okay, moving on. Item number six is mayoral proclamations and presentations. Proclamation declaring July 20th as Park and Recreation Month. I'll go ahead and read the proclamation, and then the Parks and Rec Director, I'll hand this to you, and then again, if you'd like to make some comments, then please do so after we've done here. Okay, great. Designation of July as Park and Recreation Month. Whereas parks and recreation programs are an integral part of communities throughout this country, including Harker Heights, and whereas our parks and recreation are vitally important to establishing and maintaining the quality of life in our communities, ensuring the health of all citizens, and contributing to the economic and environmental well-being of a community and region, and whereas parks and recreation programs build healthy, active communities that aid in the prevention of chronic disease, provide therapeutic recreation services for those who are mentally or physically disabled, and improve the mental and emotional health of all citizens. And whereas parks and recreation programs increase a community's economic prosperity through increased property values, expansion of the local tax base, increased tourism, the attraction and retention of businesses, and crime reduction. And whereas parks and recreation areas are fundamental to the environmental well-being of our community. And whereas parks and natural recreation areas improve water quality, protect groundwater, prevent flooding, improve the quality of the air we breathe, provide vegetative buffers to development, and produce habitat for wildlife. And whereas our parks and recreation areas ensure the ecological beauty of our community and provide a place for children and adults to connect with nature and recreate outdoors. And whereas the U.S. House of Representatives has designated July as Parks and Recreation Month, and whereas the City of Harker Heights recognizes the benefits derived from parks and recreation resources, now therefore I, Spencer H. Smith, Mayor of the City of Harker Heights, do hereby proclaim that July is recognized as Park and Recreation Month in the City of Harker Heights. In witness thereof, I set my hand and affix the seal of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, this 23rd day of June, 2020, signed Spencer H. Smith, Mayor, City of Harker Heights. Okay, and Parks and Rec Director.
Thank you, Mayor. Jeff Ashe, Parks and Recreation Director for City of Harker Heights. Again, just wanted to say thank you, and we're happy that the National Recreation and Park Association has designated July as Parks and Recreation Month. Though you can tell it's a national thing when July is chosen to celebrate something that a lot of the events are going to be outside. Texas wouldn't have chosen July probably, but the theme of this month for this year is We Are Parks and Recreation. We're very excited about that because this is every year it's a month for us to kind of showcase what we do, how we can help the community, how we do help the community, what events and programs we have. But we're going to focus a lot on our staff this year. We're going to try to tell some of their stories, how they made it to Parks and Recreation, and take advantage of that, bragging on the great people that we have that work for us. So we're glad that they have chosen that as a theme. I think that's especially right now, it's going to be a really good thing to brag on our heroes that we've got working out there. They've made sure that those parks are clean and landscaped throughout this entire pandemic. So we're excited to brag on them. Thank you.
Good. Thank you very much. Next item number 7 on the agenda, consent items. Number 1, discuss and consider approving the minutes of the meeting held on June 9th, 2020. Take the appropriate action.
Mayor?
Yes, Mr. Ryder.
Councilman Ryder, place 4, makes a motion to approve the minutes as written.
Okay, thank you, sir. Do I have a second?
Mayor, this is Jacqueline Sodiana Fontaine. Place 3, I second.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Hearing none, I'll poll the council. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, I vote yes.
Thank you. Jennifer McCann, place 1, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, place 1, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place 3, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place 3, I vote yes.
Thank you. John Ryder, place 4, how do you vote?
John Ryder, place 4, votes approved.
Okay, thank you. Jody Nicholas, place 5, has an excused absence. So the item passes unanimously 4-0. Next item on the agenda is number 8, presentations by citizens. Citizens who desire to address the council on any matter may do so during this item. Please understand that while the council appreciates hearing your comments, state law, Texas Government Code 551.042, prohibits them from 1, engaging in discussion other than providing a statement of specific factual information or reciting existing city policy, and 2, taking action other than directing staff to place the matter on a future agenda. Please state your name and address for the record and limit your comments to 3 minutes.
If there is any citizen that would like to make a presentation at this time, please unmute your mic.
Good evening, Linda Nash, 3006 Sundance Drive. I just have a question for the council, and see if, excuse me, if you can help me with this. Where can the residents here in Harker Heights find our city's policy on wearing masks?
And city manager.
This is David Mitchell, city manager. The city of Harker Heights maintains a website, on our website, a COVID-19 page that will include all initiatives, declarations and things of that by the city. So anything to do in terms of any kind of requirement that we have in relation to COVID-19 will be found at that location. Mayor, if I might add, this is David Mitchell, city manager again, if I might add. Yeah. Again, this is citizens to be heard, so it's not on the agenda. We can clearly state where things are located, policies of the city, things like that, but we can't enter in any kind of discussion on that item. Now, we will have, again, later on tonight, the item on the extension of the declaration, and there will be some discussion, more discussion on it at that time.
Okay, that's good. Do we have any other presentation by citizens? Okay, hearing none, we'll continue on. Item number 9, public hearings. I see none.
That's correct, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Item number 10, old business. Discuss and consider approving an ordinance of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, amending ordinance 2020-06 of the Harker Heights Code to extend the public health emergency declaration through July 31st, 2020, and take the appropriate action. City Manager.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. This is David Mitchell, City Manager. Council, this is a kind of become a repetitive item for us each month, and there's nothing really changing in regard to what we have before you tonight. The original disaster declaration for the City of Harker Heights was issued on March the 20th by Mayor Smith, and the Council has extended that, both validated that and extended that out. Our current disaster declaration is to the end of this month, end of June. Obviously, July is just around the corner. We see the need to continue to press that out. And so that's what's in front of you tonight, is to extend that through the end of July. All this does is align us with the state and Bell County in terms of the declarations that come out from them. It doesn't add or take away anything from those declarations that are made. The importance to the city, again, I want to reiterate, is in the funding or getting refunding for items that we had to buy, PPE, any other thing that we have to do to keep our, you know, firefighters, police safe in relation to COVID could possibly be reimbursed at some point. And without a disaster declaration, it makes it much more difficult to get in that funding. That's one of the requirements they asked to see that you were under a disaster declaration at that time. And so tonight, what we're asking you to do is to extend that out. With that said, we have had conversations this week between the mayors of the large cities in Bell County, along with the county judge, in relation to the wearing of masks and mandating that. So the discussion ranged from mandating it to not mandating it. It does sort of feel to staff, again, this is staff's opinion, I want to be clear on that, that it probably will come down that the county will mandate that. I know the county has a press conference called for 2 o'clock tomorrow. We would encourage everyone to listen into that. I know, Council, we did send out the link to you so that you could tune into that tomorrow at 2. But we just need to listen to see what the county, the city's deference would be that this be a regional effort, that there not be confusing or conflicting requirements between the cities and possibly the county. We know Harker Heights residents work in other cities, and other people from other cities work in Harker Heights. And that gets to be quite cumbersome and difficult for people to keep up with of requirements if the requirements differ between the cities. And so our preference is that this be a regional effort. And again, we'll listen out for the county's direction tomorrow at 2 p.m. at that press conference. If the county does include that as a mandate to the declaration under the cities, that would become part of yours. Again, because we just follow right along with the county and the state in regards to that. I would add that if the council has any concerns about us mandating that, that we probably need to bring that back at another council meeting after the county makes its declaration on that, and then have another discussion. So we'd recommend that possibly in the next Tuesday, which would be June the 30th, if we need to do that. Right now, we don't have any meetings planned for the 30th for you, but if you would like to have further discussion, should the county mandate that, just let staff know tonight, and then we will be glad to bring that back. That concludes my presentation. Mayor, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, good. Since this is old business, do we have any questions from the council?
Mayor, this is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3. David, thank you for clarification and you're spot on when it comes to where to find what we're doing in our city as far as COVID-19. Our website is very up to date. And so I thank the webmaster for making sure that everything is current and on time. Over.
Okay, thank you. Mayor Pro Tem Blomquist.
It's Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. As far as what we've been doing here in the city is basically following the guidelines from that's come down from the state, from the governor, and then from the Bell County, from our judge.
That's correct.
And then the city, so we're basically in lockstep with them on any kind of mandates or changes in the status of what we can open, what we can't open. So
that's right. This aligns you with the governor's reopening Texas plan as well. Again, our thing is trying to make sure our requirements are consistent. You know, one of the things that really sets citizens up for failure, I think, is that if they have a different set of rules in one area than they do in another, I mean, that sets them up for failure because they assume the assumption is made, well, if I have to do it here, I have to do it there, or I don't have to do it there, or vice versa. So we want to be consistent with the state and the county, and that's what your declaration has done. It's just continued to don't go in lockstep with them. The only thing I want to point out to you, there could be a change coming with that because the county may add the mandating of masks, which, again, if they do, under what you approved tonight, that would roll into your declaration as well.
All right, because I know that in the Killeen Daily Herald this morning, the mayor of Killeen was on the record saying he's in favor of masks. So I don't know if that's going to put any weight, you know, like you said, if we try to align the big cities, you know, because we have people that work there, and I'm sure they have some that work over here, it makes it difficult for some folks. And how are you going to police that? You know, are the police going to be stopping people with no masks and stuff like that? And it raises a lot of issues and questions.
It does bring up a lot of questions for us as a staff. You're correct in that. But I want to be very clear that there could be some direction from the county in that. And if it does come down, it would roll into your declaration. If you would like to take a further look at that, we could call a meeting on that June 30th, the Tuesday, June 30th, and have a further discussion on the declaration again, because you can modify your declaration at any time as a council. Of course, we have to post it and have an agenda and all that good stuff. But once you have your meeting, you can modify it.
Okay.
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3. Makes sense that we're able to roll in the if it's a requirement when you go into a public place to have a mask on. If that's the case, and we don't have to come back again to have a separate meeting, that's wonderful. That makes a whole lot of sense, because the bottom line is, you have to, it's like Fort Hood, you know, the guidance there is different from the cities that are in our outlying Central Texas. And so when you go into a commissary to a PX, and those of us that have been in the military, you got to have it on. That makes a whole lot of sense because they got to protect the force. And so I'm looking forward to seeing the results of tomorrow's meeting. And I know that our judge is an excellent judge, and he's going to make the right decision. I have faith in him.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem Blomquist.
I had one more follow on there. With the declaration, you talked about recouping costs. I know, obviously, like, the obvious things fall into that, like the PPE and any kind of gear that the police or fire or EMS might need. But what about like the overtime that might, you know, those are big tickets there. That
absolutely. And we've been doing a lot of research on that. Jerry Bark's kind of taking the initiative, along with Aisha and Finance, to really look at the grants. The grant is a lot of pages that you have to read through. A lot of guidance has been given from the feds on how to use those monies. But you're absolutely right, Mayor Pro Tem. There will be monies for overtime, potentially even for some payroll items as well, additionally beyond that. And I think that's the importance of what we've seen of staying in a disaster declaration mode. It will help us with some of that in relation to getting backfilled. Right. For expenses.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Anything else from the council for the city manager? Okay, hearing none, do we have a motion?
Yes, Mayor. This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3, and I would like to move that we approve an ordinance amending 2020-06 of the Harper Heights Code of Extend the Public Health Emergency Declaration through July 31st, 2020.
Okay, thank you. Do I have a second?
This is Jennifer McCann, place one. I'll second, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Hearing none, I'll poll the council. Mayor Pro Tem Blomquist.
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jennifer McCann, place one. How do you vote?
Jennifer McCann, place one. I vote yes.
Thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. How do you vote?
Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, votes yes.
Okay, thank you. John Ryder, place four. How do you vote?
Councilman John Ryder, place four, votes yes.
Okay, thank you. Jody Nicholas, place five, has an excused absence. So the motion passes unanimously 4-0. Next item on the agenda, number 11, new business. Number one, discuss and consider approving a resolution of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, adopting the 10-year Parks, Open Space, and Trails Master Plan update and take the appropriate action. Parks and Recreation Director.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Jeff Ashe, Parks and Recreation Director. We are celebrating Parks and Recreation Month by presenting this master plan upgrade, and we're very excited about it. Just a little bit of the backstory on this. In February and March of 2019, the city advertised for requests for qualifications for professional parks planning services. And on May 14th, the council authorized the city manager to enter into contract with Luck Design Team, who we've worked with since that time. Throughout 2019 and then into 2020, Parks and Rec staff and Luck Design Team have met to obtain public input and examine research and data regarding the city's existing park and trail system, its environmental resources, and its anticipated needs for future parks, recreation, trails, and open space in order to update our 10-year Parks, Open Space, and Trails Master Plan. So Luck Design Team did a few different things. They identified and evaluated the parks, trails, open space, the opportunities that we have out there. They have established goals and objectives for obtaining the citywide system of parks, updating, rather, the citywide system of parks, trails, and open space. And then they made recommendations on parks, recreation, trail, and open space opportunity sites for acquisition or development to further update the citywide system. We did review this plan last week at the scheduled workshop with the City Council, and I will say, Mayor and Council, that one thing was added to the implementation plan in regards to Wi-Fi capabilities at our parks, and taking a look at that and seeing what facilities that would be feasible for. And just real quickly to cover, we did cover this last week, but want to do so one more time, the importance of our master plan within Parks and Recreation. Number one, an up-to-date 10-year Parks Master Plan is required for a Texas Parks and Wildlife local grant. Brent Luck last week did describe a little bit about that process from here. Once this is adopted by the City Council, he will present that to Texas Parks and Wildlife for them to review. This does guide critical infrastructure decisions of the Parks and Rec Department, and it prioritizes capital improvement projects based on their findings. Luck Design Team identified key needs and priorities based on our existing facilities, did a pretty extensive inventory. They conducted public input via meetings, surveys, and then they provided expert analysis from their consulting team. And they also apply research from NRPA in terms of national parks standards that we should be striving towards. And then lastly, but definitely the real reason for this is it assists the Parks and Rec Department in building credibility in the decision-making process so that these decisions that we make in terms of updating and upgrading our facilities or our programs have research behind them. So the staff does recommend approving a resolution adopting the 10-year Parks, Open Space, and Trails Master Plan update, and I would be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from the council for the Parks and Recreation Director? Okay, Mr. Blomquist.
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. Jeff, I'd just like to say thank you for putting together this plan. You know, it was a lot of work that went into this, a lot of surveys and a lot of meetings with the public, and it was very professionally done, and we got a lot of great feedback, and you put together an excellent product here. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Anybody else from the council? Any questions for the Parks and Recreation Director? Okay, well, I have something. I think that the citizen input as far as the meetings, I was able to attend those. I think that was really good that you get that feedback from the people that have that interest to be able to take their time to come to give you that that information. Also, I think that our parks and the facilities that we have, that's a big draw. I think that's one of the things that makes Harker Heights different. And the thing is that and the parks that we have are different from each other. And I think that helps to address the needs and the requirements for all age groups within our city. So I'm really pleased to see this document and some of these things we look in the out years, look forward to, they'll come to come to fruition. So good, thank
really,
you.
Very exciting.
Good, anything else from the council? Okay, thank you, do you have a motion? Mr. Blomquist.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I'd like to make a motion to approve a resolution adopting the 10-year Parks, Open Space, and Trails Master Plan update.
Okay, thank you. Do we have a second?
I'll second that, Mayor.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Ryder. Okay, I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Okay, hearing none, I'll poll the council. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem.
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jennifer McCann, place one. How do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, place one. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. How do you vote?
Hey, this is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine. I vote yes for place three.
Okay, thank you. John Ryder, place four. How do you vote?
John Ryder, place four, votes yes.
Okay, thank you. Jody Nicholas, place five, has an excused absence, so the motion passes unanimously, 4-0. Second item under new business. Discuss and consider approving a resolution authorizing the city's participation for a grant in the amount of $20,964 through the Coronavirus Emergency Supplemental Funding Grant Program for the purchase of one Aeroclave RDS 3110, comma, one Victory handheld sprayer, comma, five UV spotlight point and shoot, comma, three Cruiser UV, comma, two Razor UV, comma, and six no-touch ProTherms thermometers, and take the appropriate action. Police Chief.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Council. I'm Phil Gadd, your Chief of Police for the City of Harker Heights. I come before you this evening to ask for your approval for a grant authorizing the city's participation in the grant for the Corona Emergency Supplemental Findings Program. This was found through the city finance department. It is a grant that can provide specific sanitation type equipment to help the police maintain their readiness to respond to needs of the community. There are some slides that are attached to the packet. These are the devices we're seeking. One is the Aeroclave RDS 3110. It can be used as a hand sprayer, it can be used as an area defogger, and it also uses decontamination. We've got some pictures of it showing you how it can function. It's very portable, so we're able to move it. It's also available if we have evidence or other equipment we need to sanitize before we bring it into our building. The next item is a Victory handheld sprayer. It's currently being used by Bell County. They like the product. They can spray it on carpets, they can spray it on walls. They can use it quickly in the jail area for decontamination and to remove the virus. The downside of that, why we ask for the other pieces of equipment, is if that mist gets on papers, it will cause it to shrivel up and look like an orange peel. So although it's very effective on the ground and on walls and everything, it does damage some of our paperwork. So it's just another device that they're very pleased with and have had very good results. The third item is the UV spotlight point and shoot. These items, we're asking for five of these. They have a very rapid response when they're sprayed on specific equipment, such as inside the cars, the steering wheel, any equipment our officers would handle, weapons, keyboards of computers. The UV lights kill the COVID-19 virus as well as MRSA and any other bacteria and viruses that they would come in contact with. The next item are three Cruiser UVs. It's the same principle, the ultraviolet lights. They're placed inside the car. They have a remote system. Once it's placed, usually on the rear hump of the patrol vehicle or the SUV, it's activated. in minutes, it will kill the virus inside those cars. So if we put a prisoner back there, there's less liability that he would get the virus, as well as our officers. We're asking for three of those so we can do a rapid exchange when we do our shift changes. The next item are the Razor UVs. It's a handheld type of wand device that we can move over keys, we can move over our keyboards as well, telephones, and it does not damage any electronic components, but it would kill the virus that that comes in contact with. The last item are the touch-free infrared forehead thermometers. There's a concern of making arrests and someone having the virus. As I'm sure you've read, the detection of a fever or temperature on an individual could be a telltale sign that they have the virus, where we would seek other medical attention. We're asking for six of these so that we can also use it for our staff when they arrive at the office or there's a need to check other individuals. The total cost of this grant is $20,964, and we believe it is a good purchase through the grant system and approval by the city to keep our officers safe, since we are on the front line with our community. If there are no questions.
Okay, Mr. Blomquist.
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. Chief, the equipment looks like it's a great set of tools that will help protect you and, you know, identify potential problems. My only questions are based on page 3 of this grant for the information systems requirements for the criminal history reporting and then the uniform crime reporting. Are those already being provided already, or is that something, a new requirement that you would have to have somebody doing?
It's an additional requirement for approval. We already have the document completed.
Okay. So you're not looking at an additional workload that would require you to bring somebody else on board to have to report all this stuff to these?
No, sir, we're not.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Any other questions from the council?
Mayor, this is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3. Got a question for Chief Gadd. Do we have any equipment on hand right now to mitigate the spread of the coronavirus?
This is Chief Gadd. The only equipment we're using right now is a bleach-type solution, Lysol spray, and other soap products that is very time-consuming for us to wipe down our jails, wipe down our personal equipment. This would rapidly allow us to clean our equipment in a faster and more efficient manner.
Okay. And so that's hopefully that's something that we add to the budget in the event that this grant doesn't go through, because that's really important for us to have this equipment on hand. And then the second question that I have is the maintenance of the equipment. Who's going to maintain the equipment? It's like the decon apparatus. Do you have to set it somewhere to be maintained, or are you going to have somebody trained to be able to maintain the equipment?
From what we've read in the brochures and talking to Bell County, the point-and-shoot Victory handheld sprayer requires very nominal type of training. The AeroClave, from what we've read, it's in a similar fashion, but it would require our officers and personnel who use it a little bit more training. The manuals are provided, and it came highly recommended. The UV is, again, it appears to be very self-sufficient, that all we would do is charge it and wave it over, the same with the forehead thermometer.
And the last thing I have, Chief, is please give Sergeant Owens Buller, the ones that wrote the grant, we appreciate him going out. Chief, you for making sure that we get equipment to take care of our citizens and our police officers. So my hat off to you, and I really hope you get this grant.
Thank you.
Okay, anything else from the council? And Chief, I just want to make sure that we're clear that this would be a grant and there is no cash in kind match from the city.
Yes, sir, that is correct. It is a grant with no cash or match in kind.
Okay, thank you, Chief. Okay, hearing none, no other questions, do I have a motion from the council?
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion.
Go ahead,
Councilman
sir.
Councilman Wright, place 4.
Okay.
Motion to approve a resolution authorizing the city's participation in the coronavirus emergency Supplemental Funding Grant Program in the amount of $20,964 with no requirement for a cash or in-kind match.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a second, Mr. Blomquist?
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I second.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Hearing none, I'll poll the council. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jennifer McCann, place one. How do you vote?
Jennifer McCann, place one. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. How do you vote? Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. How do you vote?
Sorry, Mayor, it was me. This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. John Ryder, place four. How do you vote?
Councilman John Ryder, place four, votes yes.
Okay, thank you. Jody Nicholas, place five, has an excused absence, so the motion passes unanimously 4-0. Next item is item number 12, reports of advisory boards and commissions. I see none.
That's correct, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Next item 13, items from the council. Do we have anything from the council? Okay, hearing none, moving over to item 14, staff report. Receive and discuss the city manager's report.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. This is David Mitchell, city manager. We'll start off tonight with the activity center. I just wanted to point out, Council, that we did have 79 flags that were collected during the 2020 flag drive. Also, big news, the Harker Heights Farmers Market kicked off Saturday, June the 20th. And the 2020 season will be every Saturday from June the 20th to October the 31st from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Seton Medical Center, Harker Heights. Also, just a continuation on the monarch butterfly. During the month of June, fun facts will be posted each week on social media about the Texas state insect, the monarch butterfly. Learn something new about this beautiful insect. Moving to our police department, Council, I want to point out that the police department will hold a swearing-in ceremony for officers Bambi Bassinger, Patrick Hogan, Wyatt Odom, and Dustin Weaver on Friday, June the 26th at 3 p.m. in Room A of the Activity Center. That way we can ensure proper social distancing. They will be graduating from the Central Texas College Police Academy that same day at 12 p.m. Moving to our fire department, have an interesting one here. The fire department B shift crew members want to acknowledge some civilians who assisted a patient at Dana Peak Park. Mr. Hunter Keith and Miss Megan Killen stopped and rendered aid to a 75-year-old woman who was hiking with her adolescent granddaughter on the Dana Peak Trail. Miss Megan Killen stopped to render aid and stood in the sun to cast shade over the patient for over 30 minutes. Ms. Killen attempted to contact the elderly woman's family via her personal cell phone during the duration of the call. While EMS assessed the patient and waited for the mule ATV to arrive, Mr. Hunter Keith also stopped to render aid and stood in the sun for over 15 minutes, again, to cast shade upon the patient. The action of these two citizens were selfless and well-deserving of recognition. So, Council, the Fire Department, as well as all city staff, would like to thank these citizens for their brave actions in trying to assist another that was in distress. Also, Council will point out the Fire Department's new ambulance has arrived and is now in service. Moving to our Parks and Recreation, I just want to point out that the updated amenity reopening dates have been posted on the Parks and Recreation website. The following have reopened, again, with strongly recommended to patrons to continue to follow CDC recommendations on proper hygiene and social distancing. The things that are open are playgrounds, exercise stations at Carl Levin Park, bottle filling stations, outdoor basketball courts, and then athletic field rentals for practices only. Staff is also evaluating ways to safely open the Carl Levin Park pool with reduced hours and programming, and with updated procedures related to mitigating the spread of COVID-19. So more information will be forthcoming on that. Moving to our library, the Stuart C. Meyer Harker Heights Public Library will offer amnesty for fines on library materials returned to the library from now until July 5th. We will return to assessing fines of 5 cents per day for each overdue item on Monday, July the 6th. So we encourage patrons of the library that may have outstanding things to get those turned in to the library during this time. And the library, of course, continues to provide a robust schedule of programs and services to its patrons through its Facebook page. Council, if you get a chance, check that out. There is tons of stuff that Miss Lisa and staff and friends of the library have put out. Our Discover the Magic of Reading Summer Reading Club celebrates the wonderfound reading, listening, and writing. That ran from back in June 22nd through the 28th. Spotlight on the Stage being the theme. So starting, again, it started Monday the 22nd, but coming events will begin tomorrow, Wednesday, June the 24th. We have at 10 a.m. Armadillo Alice Puppet Show with Hey Lollies. At 2 p.m. we have Science of Spin Yo-Yo Show with Val Oliver. And then at 4 p.m. tomorrow, Puppets Behind the Scenes with Hey Lollies. Thursday, June the 25th at 10:15 a.m. we have Tell Me a Story Live Story Time. At 2 p.m., Costume Capers, take a look at making costumes with what you already have at home. And then 6 p.m., view a behind-the-scenes tour of Viva La Arts. Friday, June 26th at 10 a.m., we have a guest reader, Tyron McCall, wows us with her wonderful voice. And then Saturday, June the 27th at 2 p.m., John's Got Magic Show. Again, all that's online. So lots of stuff for citizens and their children to tune in and enjoy on that. So please take advantage of that. In conclusion, Council, I'll move to Public Works, and we want to congratulate Sean Jenkins with the Parks and Recreation Department. Sean received the Public Works Parks and Recreation Employee of the Month for outstanding service. And that concludes my report, and I'll be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Okay. Any questions for the City Manager? Mr. Blomquist.
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. Great rundown there, David. I just had a question. I didn't notice, was there any from the HR department, or did we have any openings that we're still filling, or are we on are we frozen on anything right now, or what's?
Well, we definitely have some positions that are frozen, that are the non-essential positions that we've frozen. There are others that are, for instance, certain ones in Public Works that are essential that we are filling and have filled. I don't know that we have any outstanding ones right now that are essential ones. I think they may have been filled. I know we at least have one police officer. I believe we're still.
Okay.
Awesome.
So,
thank you.
Any other questions for the City Manager? Okay, thank you, David. Next item, number 15, announcements. Do we have any announcements? I see none. Next item is adjournment, and we will be adjourned at 5:52.